Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart combos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am delighted that you are here. Now, if you are clicking on this episode, chances are you need somebody in your corner telling you that you are allowed to eat packaged foods. I've been doing a lot of content on that recently, and I realized, you know what? I don't think I have a podcast on that. So we're going to talk about that today. But before we do, I want to get into this week's Fine Food Freedom Win of the Week. This is where every single week I pick a DM that we've gotten from someone in our online community, somebody in our membership. Maybe it's a client that they shared a win with one of our providers. This week, it comes from an amazing human that did our free masterclass that we have called like, What the Fuck is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? If you're interested, you can get that for free too. You can click the link below in the show notes or anywhere on social media that our page lives. You'll see a link. Click that link. There's only one link and then it has a bunch of buttons. And the second button down as of right now says free intuitive eating masterclass. As a registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor, I get so fed up with the bullshit that I see all over the internet about intuitive eating. So I used to do this masterclass live like month after month after month. And I should do that in the months to come. It's always fun to kind of freshen it up and do a live class. I love connecting with people all over the globe, but this is a recording of that masterclass. And so you just put your email in, I'll email it to you right away. And it is fabulous. It's a great asset to have if you're like, what is intuitive eating? Or if you just feel like you're flailing, like if you've started an intuitive eating journey and you're like, it's not working for me. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not dieting anymore, but I don't know if I'm intuitive eating. This is a great resource for you. So here is what the DM said from somebody who did the masterclass. They said, what a great intro to intuitive eating. I'm a big fan and listen to your podcast a lot. Sometimes I struggle describing the process to clients, so hearing your rendition was so helpful. I really loved hearing how you explained the difference between desiring to have a different body and pursuing intentional weight loss. I'm a better dietitian because of you, Sam. Never stop doing what you're doing. Heart emoji. Well, that was very heartwarming to read. I am like the worst at accepting compliments and praise. So every time that I read the win of the week, if it's related to me directly, I cringe a little. So like, if you're a therapist, can you diagnose me? But anyways, thank you so much for this compliment. This was obviously from someone who was a dietitian too, who did our masterclass, which is so cool that other providers are learning, you know, from our practice. And it just brings me so much joy to do what we're doing. Now, if you're someone who's like, wait, I can work with your practice. Excuse me, what? I can get support. Yes, we take health insurance. We are now licensed in 23 states and we have 2 states that are pending. So soon to be 25. We added South Carolina. We have Ohio and Alabama in the works. I'm so excited for Ohio because I used to live in Pittsburgh. I went to Penn State and we just have a lot of people in our community from Ohio and we've had such a request to get this license. So as soon as it's active, stay tuned because we are going to let you know. And then again, that means we can get more people to use their health insurance benefits to get free one-on-one counseling with our team of certified intuitive eating counselors, dietitians. Get your benefits checked. You can click the link in the bio. You can click the link in the show notes below. And I always like to remind people, if you do not have coverage with our team, do not worry because we will gift you a free month of the Fine Food Freedom membership, 1 month completely free. That includes 3 live coaching calls with our lead dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor. And it's like in my head, I went into this business, if you will, as a dietitian to help as many people as possible. That's why we're taking health insurance. And I never, ever, ever want finances to be the reason that you can't get the help that you want and need. Of course, this podcast is free. There's so many free resources out there, the free masterclass we talked about, but you could also have support for free. And the majority of people that we work with are like, my health insurance sucks. I'm not going to have any coverage. And then they're like, wait, what the fuck? I have unlimited free sessions. And if you go back to like, in the last couple of weeks, we've had a few different client testimonies come out, and every single client that has been on the podcast recently has said that. They're like, I had no idea that my health insurance offered this. So we're happy to have you here. We're happy to support you if you want more support. Okay, so let's get into today's topic, packaged foods. So I recently just did a Costco haul, like a Costco snack haul. And it's so interesting to me that when I did this post, I really didn't think it was going to perform well. And what I mean is I just didn't think people were going to like it. Not that they weren't going to like it. I just was like, it's like a piece of content. People will be like, whatever. And what I was doing in this piece of content is I was highlighting different snack foods. It was more geared towards baby, toddler, packaged snack foods, but it, like a lot of the foods I also eat, so it wasn't all just for kiddos. And the whole like basis and emphasis and objective of this post was like, come along with me to a snack haul to Costco as a non-diet dietitian and mom who utilizes packaged foods as a tool for nourishment, as a tool for self-care, instead of demonizing these foods. And it had such a great, you know, turnout of people commenting and saying it was helpful and all of these things. And it's one of those things where I am so far into the content, or let me talk, say this differently. I'm so far into the belief systems that I talk about, right, with intuitive eating, that it's so hard for me to remember sometimes what it was like to be in diet culture. And so what I mean by that, specifically with this example, right, there are umpteen millions, right, of influencers, health, air quotes, influencers, health, air quote, gurus, that go into Costco and make content about like, these are the 10 things you should never feed your child, or here's the top 10 ingredients that are going to kill you, or, you know, whatever it is. And I forget, because to me, it feels so basic to say like, you're allowed to eat packaged foods. But nowadays I am continuously realizing how radical that is, which is wild that that is radical to say. And how needed it is to continue to say that. So here is me. You don't need my permission. You don't need it, but I'm going to give it to you anyways. You have my permission to feed yourself and the loved ones in your life packaged foods. And I think I'm often met with right away from people, whether they're coming from a place of like wanting to argue with me, or usually it's more like curiosity, right? Where it's like, well, don't you think that fresh food is better? And what about all these ingredients and blah, 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 blah. So let's talk about it. As a registered dietitian, I, as an intuitive eating one specifically, I see all food as morally equal, right? So what I mean by that, food holds no morality. I am not a better person. If I sit here, let's say you sit here and we eat lunch together, I am not a better person if I eat a fully fresh chopped salad with the most organic greens and veggies and wholesome dressing made of olive oil and lemon juice and free range organic chicken and chickpeas and beans. And don't get me wrong, that I'm actually, I need to eat lunch right after this. I'm salivating. That sounds so good. It's so fucking hot in Florida too. It's like a crunchy, crispy salad. Sounds so good. So, and that's another point we'll get to. But so I am not a better person morally if I eat that for lunch, or let's say if I had a bowl of Fruit Loops. Like let's say I was just sitting here snacking on a bowl of Fruit Loops and like, I'm not a better or worse person. My character doesn't change. My value doesn't change. My worth doesn't change. I don't think any differently about myself when I'm eating those. And that's where if you're like, whoa, I've never thought about it like that. That's something I want to challenge you to do, to think about, okay, if you were eating those two examples, would you have a different self-talk that day after lunch? So would you be like, oh my gosh, I was so good today. I deserve X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. Or if you ate the Fruit Loops, would you be like, fuck, I'm such a bad person. I should have ate something healthier. I can't believe I just ate that processed junk, blah, blah, blah. So that's something I want to kind of like, I just want to like encourage you to bring awareness to that if you have morality with food. And you could put any food as, some of you might be like, I don't have morality tied to cereal. Okay. What if it was donuts, right? Like, what if I was sitting here eating donuts for lunch? Like, what is that food for you that holds morality? And so as an intuitive eating dietitian, I don't attach morality to food. Now, did I used to? Fuck yeah, I did. I've dieted my whole life, basically. So it took a really long time to not attach morality to food. Well, as you untangle that guilt and shame associated to food on an intuitive eating journey, you eventually get to a place where you can utilize nutrition as a tool and not something that is, how do I say this? Not something that is like the police. So for example, do I know that I will feel more pleasant if I consume a variety of foods, which includes protein, carbs, fat, maybe some colorful veggies, right? A good sized portion that is going to fill me up. Do I know that that's going to keep me fuller longer and probably keep me more satisfied because of all the different textures and colors and things than if I just sat here and ate donuts? Yes. But I know that from a place of using nutrition as a tool, not shaming myself for that. Also, I will always, always, always 100 out of 100 times tell people, eat something rather than nothing all the time. I don't give a fuck what the food is. If it's between I either have to eat a donut right now or I'm not going to have time to eat until tonight at 5 p.m., you're eating the donut. Food is always better than no food when we're going to fuel ourselves. Now, so why I'm on this tangent is I understand as a dietitian and as a human that foods hold different nutrition, right? They have some foods are more nutrient dense than others, but nutrient density doesn't equal morality and morally better, right? If something's more nutrient dense, that doesn't make it morally better. And also, once we go back to this packaged food route and how I got on this tangent is there are foods that exist in a package that are also extremely nutrient dense. At the end of the day, any food is technically nutrient dense because it includes either carbs, protein, fat, which our body needs to survive, right? So some of the things that I featured in this video, I featured some bars, I featured some fruit snacks, I featured mac and cheese. I just was featuring things that we buy for our household. And it was the comments and the feedback I got that it was just really refreshing to see a dietitian and a mom, but a dietitian more importantly, that is like, hey, I eat these foods and it's okay. And I think that people need to hear that and they need the permission too, because as someone who everyone's in a different season of life, whether you have kids, whether you don't, whether you never want kids, doesn't matter. But if I'm speaking from my personal experience right now in this season of life I'm in with a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old and life is a fucking shitstorm and just craziness, packaged convenience foods are saving me. You know, another time packaged and convenience food saved me? When I was depressed as fuck, when I was going through IVF and our first round failed and I could barely get out of bed and we didn't want to cook and I just wanted to order food and like food was comfort. That was another time, right? There are so many different reasons why you might consume more of those foods and that is okay. There is also a way that we can utilize packaged foods, convenience foods, and pair them together with fresh food to make something more energy dense, more long lasting, right, of energy and more filling as a meal. And I know that Jenna and I did a podcast on this on What the Actual Fork podcast, where we talked about ultra processed foods. I'm going to try to find it and link it in the show notes below. But we gave a bunch of different examples of how we like to utilize packaged foods with fresh foods and make something that's not only easy, convenient, but also nutrient dense and filling. And I think that's where this idea of utilizing packaged foods as a tool to make fueling yourself easier is such a huge breakthrough. Also important to note that packaged foods are awesome because they're usually, not all, right, but a lot of them are non-perishable. So whether you have a backpack, a purse, a diaper bag, a bin in your car, whatever it is, obviously, like maybe it's a desk drawer, it's someplace in your pantry, but somewhere to store these snacks, a variety of snacks for on the go, can be life-changing. Because I think the majority of people that come to us to work with our team in the beginning is, I hear often, I'm out of control around food. And I don't want to stereotype because everyone's situation is different, right? But a lot of times what that means when we really break it down is the person is trying to, air quotes, be good all day long, and they're restricting usually carbs. And so they'll eat, let's say, eggs for breakfast, salad and grilled chicken for lunch, and then they get home or like finally allow themselves at 5 p.m. to eat because they're fucking starving, and they'll eat everything in sight. And then they're like, see, I'm out of control. This is why I can't have carbs. This is why I can't have sweets. I'm going to be better tomorrow. I'm going to be good tomorrow. And it all starts again. So oftentimes when someone's doing that, they're just not eating enough, like throughout the entire day. But it also is really important to utilize those non-perishable snack items if you are on the go, if you are someone who works a job where you're constantly on the go. We have clients that are, you know, ER nurses, ER docs, police officers, firefighters, you name it. People that are just constantly, grocery store clerks, like people that are constantly on their feet and don't really have a lot of time to sit down and eat a meal. That is another way that non-perishable food and snack items can be so, so helpful. And to that, I want to say too, you know, I get people all the time being like, well, you're promoting, what was the post I did? I did some type of post about, it was actually pretty close to the one I'm talking about. Here it is. So I did a post that included, it was more of a political post, but I did a post saying how, like, basically part of our government is fear-mongering Fruit Loops and some of these things when they're banning some of these dyes. And that should actually be a whole nother podcast, so we can kind of go from there. But I had people in the comments section saying, like, stop promoting Fruit Loops. And I was like, I'm not promoting them. I'm telling you to stop fear-mongering them. And that's a very, very different thing, right? So this goes for all packaged foods. This podcast, if you're like, I'm a raw girly, I only eat fresh foods, like, to each their own, right? And please know that this is not me telling you that you have to eat packaged foods. This is me just allowing you the unconditional permission to eat any food that you want, which is what happens when you go on an intuitive eating journey. And recognize that if you do have guilt and shame associated with packaged foods, that it sure as hell gonna have such a better impact on your health if you make peace with those foods versus trying to avoid them and then end up binging on them in secret and feel guilt and shame, et cetera, et cetera. So as we are, you know, I can't even believe to say, like, summer is coming to an end. It's like freaking August and like a day, basically. And that's insane. So now it's back to school, which I have so many thoughts on school lunches, which I want to do an episode on that as well. But please know, like, fill your beach bag, your pool bag, your vacation bags, your purses, whatever, your work drawers, like snack, please fuel yourself, please nourish yourself. Please know that if you eat something from a package, you are not morally bad and you're human. And if you needed to hear this message today and you're like, holy shit, I resonate with so much of the things that you said, I would love to invite you to get your benefits checked. Please, please, please get your benefits checked. Click the link in the show notes. We would love, love, love to support you. Even if it's one session of just sitting with a dietitian and being like, here are my questions, here are my obstacles, here's my day in the life. Like, how can I nourish myself? You know, what can I do if you want to genuinely improve your health, if you want to make peace with your body? Like, everyone's goals are so different. And we're just so, so happy that we can help. And please know that we have, as of right now, we have 14 providers that specialize in everything and anything from PCOS, diabetes, body image, intuitive eating, disordered eating, eating disorder. And we have clients that are considering or taking GLP-1s and navigating that, because right now there is so much noise around that. And so more to come on that in future episodes as well. So we would love to support you. Thank you so much for listening today, and I'll chat with you next week. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.